Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is hit by the pitch. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Naylor, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Galloway fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Young applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-0 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Naylor hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Galloway trying to get to home. Collins throws to Schock, who tags Galloway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shealy moves to third. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock bunts towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Shealy scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Perkins moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan pinch hits for Raleigh Naylor. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Perkins moves to third. Welch moves to second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Young takes first base on ball 4. Perkins scores. Welch moves to third. McGowan moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.